Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Are you tired of working at a job that pays the bills but does not offer any fulfillment, passion, or long-term security? What if you could create your own security, financial abundance, and freedom running a business that you're passionate about? In this interview, acclaimed business coach Allison Maslin will teach you how to tap into your passion and turn it into a prosperous dream business. Allison Maslin is a founder and president of Blastoff Life and Business Coaching, an all-encompassing enterprise which empowers her clients to achieve personal and professional goals. In addition to Blastoff, Allison is an international motivational speaker, a number one best-selling author of Blastoff, the surefire success plan to launch your dreams into reality, the inventor of Blastation, an interactive web-based life coaching software program, and the president of the Homeopathic Wellness Center. She's been an avid entrepreneur for the past 25 years and started 9 of her own businesses. Through her numerous enterprises and successful strategies, Allison has facilitated thousands of her clients in attaining and maintaining their personal and professional apex. A big thank you to all the listeners for joining our show, which is 5 steps to identifying your passions, then turning them into your dream career. I want to begin by letting you know that I've had the great privilege of meeting and working with Allison personally, and I've bought 4 copies of her book, and also the accompanying workbook. And one of the books was for myself, and 3 was to share with friends. And Allison is a wealth of life-transforming information, and she walks her talk. Let's welcome our honored guest, Allison Maslin, to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Allison.
Hi, Lynette. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here on your show.
It is so great to hear your voice, Allison. So I'd like us to start by, if you could tell us about your background. How did you get into life and business coaching?
Well, I never really, it wasn't necessarily on my mind when I was younger that I was going to grow up and be a life and business coach. It just evolved that way. I've always been a lover of business. My father was an avid entrepreneur himself. He had the largest chain of women's clothing stores in the United States in the 70s and early 80s. So I used to follow him around as a little girl, hang on his coattails and learn all about business. And I was so mesmerized by the passion that he had for it. And that really infused to me. And so starting in college, I had my first business. And then I opened an advertising and public relations firm in my 20s. And have always really love to take my passions and put them out into the world. And then I began to pursue homeopathic medicine when I was going through a difficult time in my life, when I was really at a crossroads. And that became, I became so connected to that, and I built a homeopathic practice for the last 15 years. Clients were getting well, seeing me do all these businesses and saying, hey, Allison, can you teach us what you're doing? Can you teach us how you bring your dreams into reality? And so, this was the beginning of Blastoff.
Well, having met you in person, I can see why people asked you to teach them. I can speak from firsthand experience that you're incredibly healthy. You look like you're 20 and you're, well, I guess I won't say, but I don't have your permission. And you're obviously flourishing in your career and in your life. And it's just wonderful that you're sharing this with other people. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like I have a gift. And, I was luckily at an early age to really tap into that purpose. And I'm just, when I see someone in front of me that has such potential, and most of us, we get in our own way. So to be able to move those roadblocks out of the way and really help somebody to achieve their dreams is, it's just the most incredible experience for me to watch these transformations. So it's a gift that I am blessed to partake in as well.
That's beautiful, Allison. So before we go into the steps to creating a dream career, why do you think that people stay in a career that they're not happy with?
Well, Lynette, that's a really good question because, some people call it the golden handcuffs, or, it's just that fear of losing that security. And this can be in any aspect of life. We feel like maybe we couldn't find something better, and so we settle, or we have a lot of fear to try something new or make those changes. And so we stay in a situation even if we're miserable. And it's just, so sad that that happens, but is, actually very common. There was a recent study that 87% of people were unhappy in their jobs. So, you wonder
87%.
why there's, so many people that are depressed. And when you open that door to opportunities and see that it's not as difficult as you think it is, you see that there's so much more life out there if you just take the steps.
That is so great that you're showing people that it isn't as difficult as they think. But I know a lot of people feel with the economy the way that it is right now that it's not a good time for starting a business. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's actually a fantastic time to start a business. In fact, Donald Trump came out recently and did an interview and was talking about the same thing because, several reasons. But, there's a lot of opportunities now to get, leases and service and products at a reduced price. I've had clients that I've coached with able to lock into leases at, getting rents like a third of the price of what they would normally be paying and hold that for several years. And, sometimes losing your job or really hitting bottom in any part of your life, it's sometimes we have to have that happen for us to wake up and really look at our life and examine, what is it that makes us tick? And if the things that you were doing before are not working or haven't worked for you, let's try something new. And so you can begin to build your business now. Well, maybe it's a little slower and get everything in a row. And as the economy is turning around, which I feel it already is, then you're going to be way ahead of the game.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And I myself experienced hitting rock bottom, and that's what led me to you in the first place. And what you described fit very well with what happened in my life, finding out, wow, this isn't working for me. What I was doing, I was kind of happy with, but it wasn't completely fulfilling me. And it wasn't until I had the accident and I wasn't able to continue with the same job, which was my own economic crisis, that led me to listen to you in an interview and then get your book and then eventually get to work with you.
And right, and look, here you are interviewing me now.
It is such a
So,
pleasure.
so it's just, it's amazing how that happens. Once you reach out and take the steps, it opens so many doors. I mean, I want our listeners to know that there's opportunities right at your feet, but they're not going to come to you until you open the door and allow them in. And if you're holding yourself because of fear or your supposed roadblocks or limitations, generally they handcuffed to a chair, which I doubt you are, you know, you can make the changes in your life. And, you know, a lot of very successful companies started in a down economy as well. So, you know, we don't, you know, let's create a stimulus package within ourselves in our own life instead of being dependent on circumstances around us. That's how we become empowered.
I love that. Let's create a stimulus package within ourselves. Very, very well said.
Thank you.
So we're going to be taking a break. So we're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, Allison will share the steps to turning your passions into a dream career. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky, now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain reconnective healing and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been documented in 6 books to date. Join Eric Pearl in Los Angeles for the Level 1 and 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar October 1st through the 3rd. These seminars will teach you mastery beyond anything you've ever read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register, visit thereconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now 2 sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. My email address is on my site, openlivenow.com. My guest today is acclaimed life and business coach, Allison Maslin. Our topic, 5 steps to identifying your passions and then turning them into your dream career. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Allison. Could you give your contact information for our listeners?
Definitely. You can check out my website, which is myblastoff.com. That's myblastoff.com. And then you can email me directly at Allison, and that's Allison, at myblastoff.com. I would love to hear from you.
Wonderful. So thank you, Allison. And now I want to dive right into the 5 steps to turning our passion into our dream career.
Okay. Well, let's do it. So the first step is we have to figure out what are our dreams? What is it that we want to do? And, you know, surprisingly, that is one of the biggest challenges for people. And often people feel like when they come to me for coaching that they have to already know that. And I actually prefer to work with people that, you know, maybe they don't know what that is yet, or maybe they have a hint of it, but they can't really pull it all together. So in my book, Blast Off, I have several processes to take you through to figure out what is it that you would love to do. And this could just be bringing more passion in your life, or it's something that it turns into a career or a business. But often people go after something because it's either out of default, because you didn't know what else to do, or maybe you think it's going to make you a lot of money, but it doesn't really fit you as a person. And, you know, I had a successful business running my ad agency, and it was very confusing because I had national clients. I was making a lot of money, but inside I was really empty. I was completely burned out, and it just wasn't connected to who I was as a person. And so we feel like that we have to do something because we're good at it, or maybe that it makes us money. But I believe it needs to be your passion and have meaning to you so that it's going to flourish and you're going to give it what it needs to flourish. So some of the steps that I have people do is make a list of all of the things that you loved doing as a kid. What were some things that were fun, places you liked to go, just things you like to do with friends, whatever brought you joy before you had the responsibilities of life. And maybe break it up in between, you know, ages like 0 to 12, 12 to 20, and then 20 to now. You know, what are some things that really light you up, that are fun, interesting, stimulating? And then make a list of your talents. What are you good at? And people might say, well, I don't really have any talents. Everybody has talents. You know, if you're a good listener, if you're a good multitasker, you know, these are unconscious talents that you don't even realize that you have. And then make a list of those. And then go through the things that interest you and that you like doing. And then also look at your list of talents and see where the themes start to arise. For instance, if you had, let's say, everything had to do with being outdoors, and there were things with, and then a lot of things that were artistic. Maybe you want to start doing, you know, teaching art classes and having retreats. You know, I'm just kind of making this up right now, but just to kind of give you an idea of how it works. I coach many clients to launch new businesses. I had a woman who, you know, her passion was, what came up was that she loved fitness, but she also loved working with children, and she loved being a mom. So she ended up getting her certification as a fitness trainer for prenatal women and children, called Life Fitness for Me, and now she's totally living her passion and doing what she loves. And so it's really important to get clarity first on what it is that you want to do.
That sounds like a fun job. So that's the first step, getting clear on our passion. And then what's the second, what's the next step?
So now let's say you know what you want to do. You see it, you know, but it feels like this lofty goal. And this is where people get stuck. And mostly because of fear or possibly negative beliefs or limiting beliefs that we inherited as children. And even if your parents didn't necessarily say to you, you know, you can't do this, or, you know, you're not capable, you know, maybe they had some fear, or maybe, you know, they were, you know, more into really just having that security instead of living a full life, that even if they didn't say anything, it would rub off onto you. Or maybe you have fear of change, or, you know, taking, you know, very much risk aversion. And so we need to really move past that fear to start going towards the dream. And everybody has fear, Lynette. I mean, you know, I don't care how successful you are. It's a human emotion.
Yes.
And the scariest part is just the very beginning of change. Once you begin to take those few steps, what happens is that this new arena that you're walking into is your new known. That becomes your new safety zone. And then the fear begins to dissolve and your confidence rises and you feel like, yes, I can do anything.
That's wonderful. Great place to be, whether it's business, relationship, whatever you're doing in your life.
Definitely. And that's, you know, the biggest thing that holds us back. And, you know, it's really too bad because it keeps us, you know, from, you know, enjoying and doing all the things that are fun and fulfilling out there because we have fear. And honestly, the fear is just in our head. You know, we call it, in homeopathy, we call it the delusion. You know, it's like you're looking at a picture or you're looking at your life through a dirty window because you're seeing it through your fears.
Yes.
So what you're seeing actually is not the truth. But once you remove those and you see things as they really, really are, then you can, you know, begin to take the steps and make the changes in your life. And in my book, I have a whole chapter with all kinds of exercises to really help you break through those fears.
Yes, I've read your book, and it's very well written. Every chapter, every page is absolutely worth reading. And people could do classes on each chapter. There's so much information, and it's put out in such a simple, easy to work with way. And I, like I said, I got four copies. So.
Oh, thank you.
So I want to move on to
number... Go ahead. Well, I set it up that way. In fact, I have a section in the back, how to create your own blast-off group, so that you can use the books in a group and people can support one another or, you know, bring it into your book club or whatever to, and, you know, it's a very easy process to follow along and support each other through that, through those changes.
Yeah. Yes, your book is set up very well for that. I would highly recommend anyone interested in that and doing it. And I'm sure that it'd be easy to get a group together. And when you were talking, I was, just as an aside, I was going, wow, that should be taught in elementary schools, you know, how to get past your fear, you know, just humanity 101, that we all need to know that for every
right.
area of our life.
Definitely. I mean, how to find your passion. I mean, all of these
yes.
things that are such big life things that definitely should be taught in the schools. And I know that if I had taken those classes when I was younger, it would have saved me a lot of headache and a lot of heartache. And so to be able to begin your life out into the world with this knowledge, you know, it just, it's amazing, you know, to step out on the right foot. But at any age, you know,
yes.
Lynette, you can reinvent
yes.
your life at any age. You can, you know, a friend of mine started doing ballroom dancing in her 80s and bringing, you know, much more passion into her life. So, you know. There are no limits to when you can begin to infuse change and passion into your life.
Yes, there are no limits. So number three, we've done getting clear on your passion and then moving past fear. What's the third step?
The third step is you need a plan. So creating a success plan. And I help you with the process in the book, but basically you... from the clarity that comes up, when you really get clear on what it is that you want to create, I have you write what I call a big picture vision. A big picture vision is a story in present tense of what it is that you're creating, but as if it's already happening now. And the reason that you would do that is just to kind of activate it into the present, to start to trick your mind that, yes, this is going to happen. So, for instance, you know, with my client that ended up launching the fitness business and, you know, her business has totally taken off, but she had all kinds of ideas for, you know, DVDs and, you know, online training. So just writing that out as if it's already happening and how it feels to work with the clients and, you know, very visceral. So emotionally and physically, you know, while you're doing your dream, you know, what is going on inside of you, and this is what you need to write down. So that's the big picture vision. And by having that, you feel directed. You know where you're headed. You don't quite know how you're getting there yet, but at least you feel like, you know, you have something that you're going towards, and this gives you a sense of grounding and confidence. And then we have you break it down into small steps. So it's not overwhelming. You can fit it within your life. You know, for instance, if you were to write one page a day for a year, you could write an entire novel. So you don't have to do it all at once. So I have people break things down into smaller steps. I call them mini feats, small steps of accomplishment.
Yes,
and,
I love your little
mini feats. You just do a few of them a day, And, you know, before you know it, you're going to be reaching your goal. So there's all kinds of forms in there to help you kind of think this through, map it out, so you're very committed to it. And so you have structure. You have something to hold on to. So it's not just this nebulous thing out there. You really have a path to follow. You know, it's like your yellow brick road to the land of Oz. You just keep taking those steps, and soon, you know, you will be there.
Yes, and I've heard many great teachers say that we don't really need to know how, that you need to know where you're going and how, you know, the how will come. And it starts with the first step. So right now,
definitely,
it's time for another break. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, Allison will continue with the five steps to creating your dream career. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Stereo 1230 WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today I have Allison Maslin, founder and president of Blastoff Life and Business Coaching. She's giving us the five steps to identifying our passions and then turning them into our dream career. We left off at step three. We covered getting clear on your passion, moving past roadblocks of fear and negative beliefs, and creating a success plan. And when we left off, I'd said I'd heard some great masters telling me that we don't need to know the how. At the same time, life is always a paradox, and we do need to have the plan. So we can have our dreams, and then we have the plan. And what's the fourth step?
Well, the fourth step, Lynette, is to realize that you don't have to do this alone. And I think a lot of people feel that asking for help is a weakness, but really it is a sign of strength. And I could not have created all the businesses that I have without working with coaches and mentors. And, you know, when I opened my first business, the advertising agency, you know, my father always taught me, say yes first, and then figure out how you're going to do it later. So it was growing, and I, you know, and since I didn't, you know, people would say, oh, do you buy radio? Do you buy television? Oh, yeah, sure. And then I would go and hang out at the radio station or the printer, and I'd say, would you teach me how to do this? And that's really how I learned. And then I worked with different coaches and mentors over the years on new passions and things that I wanted to bring to light. And so I just, you know, want to really, you know, emphasize that to your listeners that, you know, reach out for support. You know, if it's friends, make sure it's supportive friends. But often it's best to work with somebody that you're not emotionally connected to, that doesn't already have a judgment about you. Because if you have fears and somebody's telling you why your passion or your dream isn't going to work, you know, if you're not really grounded, it may definitely throw you off your path.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, that's so important. And I know that when I changed, you know, from advertising and public relations to homeopathic medicine, I mean, everybody around me thought I had flipped my lid. My mom thought I joined a religious cult or something, you know, and I just had people telling me that I was going to fail. And so unless, you know, I had supportive people around me and working with people to mentor me, I may have not reached out, you know, at that point and done something safer and missed out on so much, and I wouldn't be sitting here talking with you today.
That's such beautiful advice, Allison. When you said that your dad said, say yes and figure it out later, I know that not all of us got that message. And even for people who got a more positive message at home, a lot of times people who've known us our whole life kind of want us to stay the same because it feels comfortable to them. And it's not that they don't love us. It's, you know, like you're talking about earlier, everybody has fears. So it's absolutely essential to have someone who is going to be mentoring you, whether it's a coach, you know, as someone who does, you know, life and business coaching, or, you know, a group with your book, like you're talking about, or even a new friend that you seek out who can mentor you. It's absolutely essential for moving forward in life and getting out of the rut that we tend to get stuck in. So the
Definitely.
Fifth step, oh, go ahead, Allison.
No, I was just agreeing with everything you were saying.
So the fifth step, what is the fifth step on your
five-step? The fifth step, and I would say the most important step, is two very simple but profound words, and they are take action. So you can talk about it, dream about it, write about it, but honestly, it's all fantasy until you start taking action and moving forward with it. And often people feel like they have to have it all figured out and perfect and, you know, all the edges squared and so forth before they begin to put it out into the world. And, you know, honestly, better done than perfect, because if you're waiting for that, it's never going to happen. So you just begin to put your ideas out there into the world, and they will start taking shape. Then you can change them and mold them along the way, you know, if things, you know, if you're not happy with the way one thing is, or you're finding people are drawn to another part of what you're doing. You know, when I started coaching, you know, the way that I do it now is different than when I started, because I learned what worked best with my clients and what really gave them the most success. But if I had, you know, waited and tried to figure that all out without putting it out there, it may have never happened. So I tell people to ask themselves this question every day: what are the three things I need to do today to reach my dreams? Not what are the three things I need to do. What are the three things I need to do today to reach towards my dreams or goals? So let's say that, you know, you want to create something in the next, you know, 60 days. If you just break it down into the small steps I was talking about, like the mini feats, and just do 3 a day, 10 minutes each, then you will be 21 steps closer to your goal by the end of the week. And, you know, and just by, you know, 10 minutes for each one, we can all find 30 minutes to work towards our dreams. And, you know, just baby steps, but they all add up to big, big movement in your life.
Yes, I hadn't thought of it that way before. Doing 3 a day at the end of the week, you'd be 21 steps closer to your goal. I really appreciate what a positive view you have with everything that you put out. It's very attractive.
Well, thank you. You know, it's all a matter of perspective. We can look at something as difficult, you know, and impossible, or we can look at it as, you know, a challenge and an opportunity to find a new solution and find another pathway.
I love it. So the 5 steps are getting clarity on your passion, moving past roadblocks of fear and negative beliefs, create a success plan, work with a coach or mentor, and take action. And all of these are laid out very, very beautifully in your book.
Yes, they are. And, you know, lots of great stories and inspirations and really detailed how-tos to make that happen. And, you know, obviously I do this one-on-one with clients as well. And I also have something I'm very excited about that I'm starting in January. I don't even know if I've told you about it, Lynette, but it's a program called The Pinnacle. And it's a year-long mastermind, and I have people flying into San Diego from all over, and we're going to meet once a quarter to map out our next 90 days. And then we're going to have peer coaching, you know, throughout the year. So the momentum, the synergy of the group is going to be so powerful. And so I'm really, really excited about that. And that's where you just get this amazing support that I'm talking about so that your dream doesn't fall on deaf ears, because all the people around you are going to be saying, hey, you know, let's make this happen.
I've heard wonderful reports about masterminds. So many of the people that I admire, I end up finding out that every single one of them actually are in some sort of mastermind. I'm sure yours will be fabulous from what I know of you. It's guaranteed.
Well, thank you. I mean, in a mastermind, what I tell people, it's like a whole other brain comes up out of that process of working, you know, with other people. And, you know, you just, your momentum just goes, it's just at a so much more of a continuous momentum. Because you can get all fired up and inspired and motivated. You've probably had this experience, and then it just fizzles out. So having the ongoing support, I think, is essential.
Absolutely. We've all had that experience. I know I have many times, whether it's to exercise or to change a habit in my life or something career-wise, where I get very fired up, and it's so easy to go back into your just routine life and let it just fizzle away rather than keeping the dream alive. And having that support would be amazing.
Yes, I mean, we do. We have these habits, but it's all about creating new habits. You know, if something hasn't been working in your life, do something different. And, you know, but it takes time for these new positive and successful habits to really become ingrained in you as a person. So you just, you know, the longer time that you have to work through this, the more chance you have of reaching your goals and dreams.
So for somebody who maybe is just thinking about beginning this path, brand new at it, what advice would you give them for starting right now, something they could do immediately?
Well, I would say, you know, do that first exercise that I was talking about as far as really looking at, you know, your hobbies and things that you absolutely love to do, maybe some things that you've always wanted to do but you haven't tried yet. Break it down into small steps and just start exploring. Get on the internet, do some research, or if you know of a friend that, or you know somebody that does what you enjoy doing, you know, invite them to lunch and see if you can just pick their brain. Most people are open to helping others. If you just ask or call them on the phone and say, hey, can I ask some questions about what you do and how you like it and how did you make that happen, you know, start networking with other people. But, you know, it's just baby steps. And I tell people, let's build a bridge to something new. You don't have to jump off the bridge. But while you still have your job you have to pay your bills or you have other responsibilities maybe with your children, you know, let's build a bridge to a new path. And as we're creating this new thing and it's growing and evolving, and once it's, you know, stronger and more consistent, then you can let go of, you know, your job. But, I mean, obviously you can't let go of your children, but, you know, it's a little easier to just step into it and, you know, slowly instead of, you know, jumping all at once.
Yes, and it's a very powerful example to our children of how to be and how to create in their lives, building that bridge. And I encourage everyone listening to be thinking about what your three mini steps could be today. And before we take a break, Allison, could you give your contact information one more time for our listeners?
Definitely. You can read all about these programs and my book on my website at myblastoff.com.
Thank you very much. This is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, I'll tell you the piece of advice I received from Allison that made it possible for me to actualize my dream career. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with acclaimed life and business coach Allison Maslin, author of Blast Off, the Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. Allison shared with us today the 5 steps to identifying your passion, then turning them into your dream career. When I read Allison's book, Blast Off, the piece of her story that perplexed me was how she got a job making greeting cards for Merrill Lynch and MCI when she had no idea how to create or print greeting cards. And I know that she had that teaching from her father of say yes and figure out how later. Well, I was on the opposite spectrum, that I believed I had to have everything absolutely perfect before I even began to step out, and I tended to downplay my abilities. And even after studying a new healing technique, I had been really slow to implement, always thinking that, you know, it had to be just right before I'd put it out there. When I met Allison in San Diego a few months ago, I got the chance to ask her about this, and she told me that when she promised to make the cards, or anything that she promised, that she knew she would deliver on her promise, and she knew she'd rise to meet the challenge and learn what needed to be done, and then do it. And she did. Everything that she's promised, she figures out how to do it, and that's part of how she's grown into the woman and the teacher that she is today. So I decided to take on that piece of advice for myself. I've been a healer for 15 years, but I was afraid to branch into long-distance healing. And when Allison shared her approach with me, I decided to try it. And I discovered that clients get amazing breakthroughs with every long-distance session, just like they do when they see me in person. And I'm so grateful I stepped out and expanded my skills. Now I can help people from all over the world heal the wounds that have been limiting their lives and help them step into the bright light of their purpose and passion. And helping others heal in this way is my purpose and passion. It's now my career. So Allison It's been so beneficial working with you that I want to make sure that our listeners know what services you offer and how they can reach you. Could you share a little more about that?
Yes, definitely. But I just want to say, Lynette, that it has been so incredible to watch you blossom because you're such a talented and gifted healer. And now the world's getting a chance to experience you because there'll be many transformations, you know, ahead when they start working with you. But yes, thank you for asking me that. And people can coach with me one-on-one, and I have a blast-off coaching program that I've developed that lasts about 6 months, and then I have the Pinnacle program, which is a year-long program, and you can find out all of this information on my website at www.myblastoff.com. You can also send me an email directly at Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at myblastoff.com. And I would love to hear from your listeners.
That would be fabulous. And if anyone forgets that at any point, your link is also on my website. And I thank you for encouraging me in the way that you have. I know that not only has it been a benefit to my life to be stepping into my dream career, but I've been finding that as each person I work with has amazing breakthroughs and transformations, that wouldn't be happening if I wasn't doing this. So you encouraging me is helping so many people. And then as they have breakthroughs in their life, then they're getting free from the things that have been causing them to repeat painful patterns. And then that's transforming the people around them. So you have starting this domino effect.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's how it works, you know. And you're changing those people's lives, and then everybody that is connected to those people are affected in a positive way. So, you know, that's what the world is all about, and, you know, everybody helping one another.
Well, this is definitely the kind of domino effect that we're ready for, and I'm so grateful to be part of it.
Well, so great.
Yes, it's such a pleasure talking with you. And for our listeners, I know that one thing that can really sabotage the actualization of our dreams is getting overwhelmed and frazzled. In the process of turning my passions into my dream career, I found I needed tools to manage my energetic state so that I could handle all the new challenges and potential stressors without losing my cool. I'd like to say that I never lose my cool, but part of being incredibly sensitive is I get overwhelmed at times. I used to get so stressed that I would not be able to function, and this was poison for my career and not to mention my relationships. So in order to manifest my dreams and maintain loving relationships with friends and family, I needed quick, easy ways to manage the sense of overwhelm that would come to me. I found ways to do this, and from what I found to help myself, I created a gift to share with everybody else. And it's called the Energy Emergency Toolkit. And it gives you 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. It's absolutely free. Go to my website, openlivenow.com, and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit so you can go from frazzled to fantastic now. And I've been using these tools myself. I was using them before I wrote the kit, but after writing it, I felt, I guess, that effect that you're talking about before, Allison, of stepping up, you know, like you put something out there and then you rise up, it makes you become bigger. And I started using the tools in a much greater way. And it was perfect timing because I ended up having something happen that's been a really big grief for me. And I know that it made me more sensitive to extra stresses around me. And I just kept using these tools and being so excited because they actually really work. So I encourage anyone listening to please go to openlivenow.com, get your free Energy Emergency Toolkit. And this kit is no replacement for getting free of the underlying issues, which may be running your life and running it in ways that you really don't like. The body story work I do gets you free of these limiting patterns so you can know and live your purpose and passion. However, the tools in this Energy Emergency Toolkit will help you shift your energy quickly and create some new patterns that help you succeed in creating the life of your dreams. A lot of the steps that Allison was talking about, they are very simple, but we tend to have, most of us have, I don't know, like wounds from the past. I call them body stories. And they'll get activated and they can completely sabotage our life and keep us from having the relationships, the business, the life, the health that we want. The good news is these stories in our bodies, these wounds from the past, they can be healed and they can be healed quickly. I'm really grateful that I've learned a lot of methods to walk people through healing, getting free, and staying free. I also am very, very blessed with the gift of being able to channel. And I use that as an addition to all the gifts that and the skills that I've studied over the last number of years. So be sure to go to openlivenow.com and you can connect with me there through email, Facebook, Twitter. I also have a blog. Be sure to download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit. You'll find it on my site there. I want to thank my guest today, Allison, for sharing her fabulous steps to creating your dream career. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, Tamber Hark will share the three energy channels of well-being. We'll learn what they are and how to open and clear them so we can all live in a state of well-being. Tamara has very deep wisdom to share. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.